yourselves.
Thank you for calling RDI Diamonds in New York. This is Garrett. How can I help you?
Hi, I just have a quick question. My name is Will Anderson. I'm with SU Needham Jewelers in Utah. I was wondering if you guys happen to carry like a 2 or 2.5 carat oval cut old mine diamond natural.
So like in a long, oh man, that's a lot. I got to unpack that. So that's, by
the way,
hi Will, you said Will, right?
Yep, yep.
Nice to meet you. So I have elongated like old mines. Like they're more of like a cushion.
Okay.
You're looking for
okay.
Natural though, right?
Yeah,
okay,
a natural oval.
Half, but it's an oval old mine.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I'm familiar with an old mine oval. I'm familiar with a cushion. That's
yeah, no.
Kind of, well,
it's
kind of a weird shape. Yeah, it's like a pointed, rounded cushion. I might. What's your time frame? When you do
I mean, obviously it would be nice sooner than later. I don't think the customers I'm working with aren't in like a crazy huge rush. It's a bit of a,
do you have a
specific
photo
request
of their ring that they're looking for?
Let's see if I do right now. I have
if
a ring.
If you could text it to me, then I can kind of
mm-hmm.
cut out and I can find exactly the shit. Because if not, you're going to end up with 50 different vendors sending you stuff that may or may not.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, if you show me and I can give it to my girl that looks like, we can find you what they're looking for. I find that a lot of these things are the fabrications of lab grown, and they can cut them however they want. So you end up with all of these funky shapes that it's hard to find in natural. But if anyone can,
yeah,
do it, I'll find it for you.
So yeah, we talked with them and like I talked with them, they're very adamant that they want a natural. So
I love it.
It's definitely
good stuff.
Yeah, it's been definitely a unique request, but it's an exciting one. So
yeah, I want to be the one that helps you out with it. Did they give you like a quality? I mean, a lot of the old mine stuff can be lower color, higher clarity. I've noticed, like, JK,
yeah,
BS. Is that okay? Or are they expecting?
Yeah, we were looking at, like, a G or an HSI 1. So it was, like, I wasn't, like, super.
Yeah. Okay.
Super high quality. And I brought in a few. They're just a little bit fatter. They're not as long as they would like the diamond to be.
If you
oval.
Could send me photos of those. So, like, you sent, like, are they at all? At all interested in a modern oval?
No, they're not.
Yeah, so it's got to be.
Yeah.
All right, let me look this up real quick. Old mine oval diamond. I'm trying to see if I. Yeah, like I'm seeing a lot of. It's like a cushion with shorter shoulders, kind of.
Yeah.
Like, it's rounded. It's an ambiguous shape. Very, very unique. Big facets, maybe? Like, big facets on the pavilion that make it.
Mm-hmm. And I got one. I got a photo right here of kind of the idea they're looking for, to my understanding. And I was just curious to know if it was possible to memo those in at all, if you guys even had them.
If we have them, it would be 100% memo. We wouldn't expect you to buy it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, that's a... you said, Tammy, you have a 156 old mine that looks like that. I know that's too small for you, but one of my reps said that they have a similar call, and it's kind of.
Gotcha. Let's see.
JVS2 for $7,000. Do we have an image? Oh. Okay. Yeah, that's kind of ovally. Do you have a price point in mind, Will?
Yeah, so the one we're trying to stay, so the setting they're working on is custom too, and we kind of have that taken care of. Setting's like 2000, and then the price point I've given them for the natural diamond is like a price range from like 26,000 to about 27,000. So
retail, right?
The ones that we've been. Yeah. So the ones we were looking at for that fell within that price range. So,
all right. perfect. All right, can you share cost on what you've shown her so far? Like, give me an option where they were priced. I want to be sharp. So, like, 2-carat, but 27,000 and only 2,000 for the mounting. Like, do you guys key that kind of thing? Are you putting 40% on? So probably.
Yeah, we do have, like, we triple keystone one.
Nice. Okay. I like it. All right, so let me get to work and see if I can find the right option for you. Can I give you my cell phone? Are you comfortable sending me a photo of the
Mic? Here. I'll just send it. Yeah, I'd be more than happy to send you a photo of that.
Then I can have...
And I kind of find one. I've just found one online that's probably a better depiction than the ones that we had memoed in earlier.
Okay.
Of kind of what we're going after. So, go ahead and give me that phone number.
Yeah, and this is an easy way to get to me. If you need anything under the sun, 585-356.
585-356.
2218. And you've been there for a while, right?
I've been here for about 8 months, yeah.
Oh, 8 months. So. Okay, there must have been a different will. There's a Will Jessup here. Is that you?
There's a will. I kind of replaced him, so.
For one will. Hey, you got the right?
Yeah.
Like, hey, we just lost a will. We need another will.
he actually was the first one to interview me. So his last day was my interview day with him. So
very cool.
He's a good guy.
Awesome. Well, listen.
And what was your name?
My name's Garrett.
Garrett?
I'm
okay.
Here. Yeah, I'm the one that has been helping Joe with the studs in that Eternity band. So I appreciate you reaching out.
Oh, yeah, right on.
Let me get...
Yeah, for sure.
Let me get back to you, and they'll come in when you have options?
Yeah. I told him I'd reach out, and it's just taking a little while to find it, so...
Yeah. All right, man. I'm on, and I'll give you a buzz back. I got all the information I need. Hopefully, with the photo, I can find you exactly what you're looking for.
Awesome, Garrett. I'll go ahead and send you that photo your way. So.
Thanks, man. All right. I'll talk to you soon.
Yep. Sounds good, Garrett.
All right,
bye.
Bye-bye.